we recognise that there's a lot of concern about the climate emergency and how little action there may be being taken at maybe government or business level. And so what we're trying to do with this week is really celebrate what's happening locally by small groups and individuals. So it's celebrating the things that are happening to really make our community greener and more sustainable and a nicer place to live. The main thing is that it's earlier in the year this year, so it's in June rather than September. And that means it actually starts on the same day as our Market Harbour Carnival. So the carnival group themselves are trying to make the whole event greener. And as part of that, in the showground area where most of the carnival events will take place, they've created a green street, which enables lots of groups to set up a stall talking about what they're doing to try and help the environment and improve things sustainability wise. And it will all take place in the carnival showground on the 10th of June from midday till 5 o'clock. So we're really looking forward to combining our thinking and planning with those of the carnival organisers. It's a great way to start the week, I think. And then we'll run the week pretty much as we've done in the past. There'll be lots of little events going on all around the town, different groups organising them in different places. We can talk perhaps a bit more about that in a minute. But then the week will end on the 18th of June with a big green picnic, which we'll be holding in Welland Park, and that will run from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So the idea is that people come along with their own picnics, which we hope will be green. So they could be green in colour, but they could also hopefully be green in the way it's made. So it could be using homegrown produce or locally purchased produce, and hopefully in containers that aren't single-use plastic and reusable. So that's why the picnic will be green, but there'll be lots of activities and fun things going on for children and adults to take part in, all with a slight focus on what's happening with our climate and how we should be working to make it better, but with an element of fun to it as well. So we're looking forward to that as a nice end to the week.
Well, absolutely. And I know it's a week that kind of is aimed at all ages as well. So brilliant that something like that's happening.
Yes, certainly the carnival and the picnic are very much child focused. The activities during the week, there are some suitable for children, but we recognise that children are still at school during that week. We won't have broken up by then. So there's perhaps more of a focus on adult type activities during the week. So, for instance, there'll be tours of a number of allotments and community gardens around the town. There's quite a few of those now, and it'll be people will be able to go along and see how those little garden spaces and growing spaces work, and chat to the people that are involved in it, and maybe even asked to get involved themselves. So they're during the day, so not so much focused on children. Other things that are, we think, really interesting and a bit different this year, we're organising two bus trips. One will be on Open Farm Sunday, which is the 11th of June, so obviously for families and children as well as adults. So there'll be a bus taking people from Market Harbour to a farm in Loddington, where they run what's called the Allerton Project, which is a UK-known project, UK-wide and worldwide even, for the work they're doing on regenerative farming and organic farming and looking after the land as well as just growing food. So it'd be a really interesting day out to their Open Farm Sunday. And we've also got a bus trip organised to visit another local farm at Stanford Hall near Lutterworth, which is a really interesting venture. It's a community-supported agriculture farm, which means that people can join in and help grow things on the farm, and then they'll get some food back as a, you know, kind of payment for the work they do on that farm. Again, a really interesting place to visit. And that bus trip will be on the Friday, the 16th of June. So, and they're good examples of things you really need to book for. There are some events during the week that you can just turn up. You'll find the information on our website about where they are. But for things like a bus tour, obviously we need to know numbers. And so on our website, which is sustainableharbourcommunity.co.uk, you can find the Big Green Week page, find those events, and there's a booking form on the website, so you can just link in and book yourself a seat on those bus trips if you're interested in those.
Fabulous. Oh wow, I didn't realise there was so much going on. It's fantastic.
Yeah. There's also every day we've got a stall in the indoor market with different groups running that stall each day. So one day we've got some people from Leicestershire County Council coming to talk about what they're doing to get us to net zero. We've got the United for Warm Homes campaign running that stall one day, and I think you spoke to Tim Claydon about that last week.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've got one day we've got the Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust running the stall for a day. So again, look on the calendar, see what's happening each day, something every day from Wednesday through to Saturday in the indoor market. Obviously there's volunteers involved in doing all this, hundreds of volunteers involved, myself, but lots of other people as well from the various groups. And we've also got financial support from a number of groups, so we do need to thank them. So if it's okay, I'll just give you a quick list of who they are. So there's the Market Harbour and Bowdens Charity, Isaka Design and Print, A-Plan Insurance, Ash Tree Vets, and also we're getting a lot of support, not financially, but support with thinking and planning from the Harbour District Council. So big thank you to all of them.